Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Hello and welcome everyone to today's episode of Measuring Success Right. I'm your host, Ryan Pinkney. Today we are excited to be joined by Professor Stephen Fox. Professor Fox is originally from the Seattle, Washington area. He is married with five children, and he is the managing director of the Ballard Center for Social Impact in the Marriott School of Business, where he also teaches several classes on social impact. We're excited to have him here today. He's going to be talking to us a little bit more about the Ballard Brief and about the different programs that the Ballard Center runs. Professor Fox, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Ryan. Very kind of you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So let's just get started just by exploring a little bit of your background. So what is your professional background and what brought you to BYU?
Okay, great. Thanks. As you mentioned, I'm from the Seattle area, graduate of BYU in business, went on and got a master's in business administration, an MBA. Mm-hmm. I ended up working for a few different companies in the high-tech area. So I went down a business track over the first, 8 years of marriage. My wife and I lived in seven different states. So
oh, wow.
We moved around quite a bit. I was working for high-tech firms in pharmaceuticals, so I was with a subsidiary of Eli Lilly, but we made cardiac monitors and defibrillators. My focus was on the marketing side of the house, not on the technical side of the house. I then joined a couple software startups and did what most of them do. Wasn't successful with them, right? So there you go, but I learned a ton and had a good experience. And then I got on with Microsoft, so I was with Microsoft for 18 years until 7 years ago. And had a great opportunity to come to BYU. So been here for 7 years in the Marriott School. Of those 7 years, three of them, my wife and I went off and served missions as mission leaders in French Polynesia in Tahiti. So we just came back about 2 years from that. So that was kind of 2017 to 2020. And came back and started working at the Ballard Center as managing director of the Ballard Center. And it's been just a fantastic journey. So my focus on social impact has really been over the last 2 years. I just love the engagement with students.
That's awesome. Wow. And so clearly you've been a lot of different places. You've had a lot of different experiences. So what brought you to social impact? Like what? How did that change and shift? How did that take place?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. My belief is that a lot of us here at BYU, if not everyone here at BYU, is really wired toward doing good in the world. That's part of our DNA is kind of the way I think about it. And so I've always had that within me. And certainly members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have an opportunity to serve, as do members of other faiths or even people who don't have a particular faith. A lot of folks like to serve in some capacity. So I've always had that within me. But coming back from the mission, I was provided the opportunity to join the Ballard Center and to go really deep into making sense of how you do good in a smart, kind of sustainable sort of way. So we all have opportunities to serve by helping our neighbor, literally, help somebody across the street, bring a meal, rake somebody's yard, serve in an ecclesiastical capacity. But how do you go about and do even more than that on a sustainable basis, whether it's in the United States or elsewhere? And right. So at the Ballard Center, we teach those principles so that students can learn how to be smart about the good that they do for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that actually kind of segues into the next part, which is I want to talk about a little bit more about the Ballard Center. What is the Ballard Center's main goal? What do you guys focus most on and what do you teach your students?
Yeah, we like to say that our mission is to teach students how to solve significant societal problems.
Okay,
that's our mission, is to teach students those skills. So with that in mind, the Ballard Center has existed for about 19 years. So soon it'll be the 20th year, and it's named for the grandfather of present Ballard, so Melvin J. Ballard. who headed the church's work in terms of self-reliance many, many years ago, and the center was named in his honor. But we have over 30 different programs within the Ballard Center, 13 or 14 different courses in social impact, in different aspects of social impact, an introductory course, what is social impact? Mm-hmm. We have a great lecture series that's just a one credit hour class, and we bring in on a weekly basis people who are in the social impact space where they've made that their career. Mm-hmm. So students from across campus, all majors are represented by our students. And they make the trek over to the Tanner Building and they get to learn from a variety of different courses. And it's really a great experience for them. But we happen to be the largest university-based social impact program in the world.
Wow.
In the world. We have about 3,500 students a year here at BYU who get touched in some way by the Ballard Center, either from classes or competitions or research that they do. We put on a film series, the Puri Film Series. We host TEDx BYU. Mm-hmm. So 3,500 is not bad. That's 1 in 10 students at BYU have some sort of direct influence by the Ballard Center. So
that's fantastic. And I can personally vouch. I've been to some of the Puri Film Festivals and the TEDx events, and they really are fantastic. So
terrific.
That's great. And
thanks for the endorsement.
Yeah. So they're really awesome. I want to go into more about kind of the different programs. You already kind of touched on that. Mm-hmm. But before I do that, I just wanted to ask, what kind of students do you find typically come to the Ballard Center? What are kind of their interests? I know you said it's students from all different majors, but kind of like what students kind of fit into the Ballard Center?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I'd probably argue that all students fit in the Ballard Center. Okay. Now, with that said, we just need to do a better job of promoting the existence of the Ballard Center, because what happens is when students hear about it from a friend or a friend of a friend, maybe like
sure.
your experience, I don't know, but then they engage in one or two things and go, wow, what an untapped resource for me that this is. And some of them get into it, you know, by watching a film, then take a class and a subsequent class, and they end up minoring in with our nonprofit minor.
Okay.
So they enjoy that. They end up participating in something called Ballard Brief that we'll talk about perhaps in a few minutes.
That's right, yeah.
But it's not just the makeup of kind of one individual, because, again, I think it's kind of in our DNA mm-hmm. as human beings, and especially as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Let's do good.
Yeah.
We're commanded to do good, and we want to do good. Let's just kind of do it in the best way possible, right? And so, sorry, I can't say it's an IS student, those are the ones we're really going after. No, it's any student across campus, and we just need to make them aware of the opportunities, get their foot in the door, and then great things tend to happen.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great plug, you know, it's for everyone. That's fantastic. So could you share any experiences where you saw a student come up with an idea and then able to translate that into doing some sort of actual project and either starting a business or starting some sort of nonprofit that helped people?
The answer is yes. I can give you some examples. So let me give you two quick ones.
Great.
Right. So one is something called Eco Scraps, which you may or may not have heard of. But
I have, actually.
Have you? Okay, you actually have. So this was started at BYU by an English major, Dan Blake, who had this idea about taking excess food scraps, and taking these through a process that turns them into compost that can be resold. And so you're a number of different fronts. Is great for the environment, is great for the economy as well. And so he came up with this idea, pursued it, part of the Social Venture Academy, got advice, mentorship, and so forth. And he went to town with that, built a company surrounding that, led it for a handful of years, and ended up selling it off to Scott's Miracle-Gro. That's a $6 billion brand. Okay.
Wow. So, yeah.
So he sold that off, and then he stayed on with Scott's Miracle-Gro for a couple of years, led a team, a kind of an innovation team there at Scott's Miracle-Gro. And now he heads up University Impact. We don't need to go into detail there, but he helps a team of students, not just from BYU, but elsewhere, who do really good due diligence and research on organizations, socially minded organizations that donors may want to invest in, right? So Dan Blake has taken his experience and gone two, three, four steps down the road. Another one is Recyclops. Not sure if you've heard of that, but that was got a lot of help from the Social Venture Academy as well. And so this is kind of, call it curbside recycling in homes where the service isn't currently available, or even apartment complexes and so forth. So Ryan Smith heads up Recyclops. And believe it or not, they're doing well now in, I think, 25 states within the United States. Expansion going on. A lot of hard work that went in there. But just another example of an idea of a student at BYU, and after many years of hard work, they're in a very good spot. So now, for those who are Ballard Brief authors who aren't starting companies, they're the types that end up getting jobs. We connect them with our mentor program, some of them at least, some of these authors, and they end up being employed by social benefit organizations, or social problem-solving organizations, as we call them, right? So. Yeah. There's a lot of value in that program as well. So,
that's awesome. Thank you. Those are really cool examples of how, you know, students actually went out and did something good, you know, with their passion and interest in that. So that's a fantastic. Now, I'm hoping to touch on a little bit some of the other programs. You mentioned the Perry Film Festival, also the TEDx BYU events, and that there's a minor.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Maybe tell us a little bit more about the minor.
Okay. That's currently called the Nonprofit Minor. Okay. We're likely to have that evolve in the not-too-distant future. Our hope is that it'll be renamed the Social Impact Minor.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so it'll align nicely with the naming of the Ballard Center. But a handful of classes, as minors do, right, mm-hmm. in different aspects of social impact. We also have something called the Ballard Scholar. So that's an additional piece of additional opportunity available, cool. right on the way to a minor that students can engage in. And so for a while we did not have a minor, and so the Ballard Scholar was our way of recognizing the students who wanted to put forth extra effort and go deeper and deeper. Sure. So it's a nice opportunity now to have both the Ballard Scholar and the minor in combination. So
that's fantastic. Now, you touched on the Ballard Brief a little bit. Just as an overview of the Ballard Brief, what exactly is it for those who don't know?
Yeah, maybe if you don't mind, I probably wasn't complete in the question that you asked me prior, because I want to let you know about a few other programs that I think listeners may be interested in as part of the Ballard Center's offerings. Mm-hmm. One is the Social Venture Academy. So we actually take student teams, those who want to get a startup off the ground that's focused on a certain social problem that they want to go about solving. So for example, this semester, we have close to 30 student teams that are going after solving a specific societal problem, right? And so we actually provide these student teams with consultants. These are student consultants. Mm-hmm. And we also team them up with mentors who are who graduated from BYU or from elsewhere, who are in the social impact space, who want to help students with these ventures. And so that's another program, Social Venture Academy, that many students get interested in, right?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So I won't go on with the rest of the programs, but there's just a lot of opportunity there. So the Ballard Brief is one of these programs, and it's about three and a half years old. Okay. And it's great how far we've come in that period of time. If someone were to go to ballardbrief.org and take a look at these briefs, these are all written by students, and they're high quality writing, mm-hmm. editing. These are papers usually between 6 and 20 pages in length. Okay. There's an executive summary for those who don't want to spend an hour going deep into a subject. But these are published. These are published and are available worldwide for people to read. So these authors, these student authors, are ones who are passionate about a particular social problem they would love to have solved. And so they go deep into that, and they find out the contributing factors, what causes these problems, what are the negative consequences associated with it. Are there existing organizations that either for-profit or non-profit or a hybrid that are going after trying to solve these problems. Those get called out in the papers as well, okay. Right? So we want to give readers a really good handle on problems that exist and pathways to resolving some of these problems.
Okay. So it's, if I understand correctly, it's a research experience, right? They're doing the research themselves about a topic they're passionate about, and then having a final project, that gets public, or a final paper that gets published.
That's
right?
Exactly correct.
Yeah.
So we actually have a Ballard Brief class, a 2-credit-hour class,
okay,
that
cool.
students can take for a semester. And throughout the course of the semester, they get help from student editors, high quality editors. We have a high editorial bar. And so we assist these authors throughout the course of the semester. And the goal is to publish by the end of the semester. Some of these authors have taken other courses in social impact. We have something we lovingly call our Do Good Better class. That's kind of the tagline for the Ballard Center, which really means, hey, how do you do good in a smart, long-term sort of way? Do good in a better sort of fashion, right? So many students get kicked off in our Do Good Better introductory class because there's a paper that gets written there called an issue brief. And some of the students are so passionate about that topic that they pursued that they continue on and author a Ballard brief. And that's what we end up seeing on the website that gets published. And right now, I think we have 62 Ballard briefs. And all but 8 of those have been published in the last 18 months.
Wow.
Right? So a huge ramp up in terms of quantity, but the quality is uniform. It's really high quality research. So
that's awesome. And I'll also mention, I love that tagline. That's really, I don't know, I just, it just is really catchy, and it really catches my attention. And so
good.
I think that's great. And
I'm glad we put those on our t-shirts because that's what we wear around town.
Yeah.
So, okay.
No, I think that's a great tagline. That really resonates with me.
Good.
And speaking to the Ballard Brief, can you give us an idea of what are some of the topics that some students have done Ballard Briefs on?
Yeah,
just a handful.
Great. Yeah, great question. And fortunately, we have sort of a filter mechanism at the site so you can sort by categories.
Sure.
But certainly, refugees is a huge topic. That's a passion of many students, and so that often gets written about human trafficking in all its forms, whether sex trafficking or labor mm-hmm. trafficking or so forth. Some environmental issues as well. Last night I was reading one on mental health issues associated with U.S. veterans, military veterans, and the tough state that we're in there and how
yeah.
we need to make some improvements. So wide range of topics, but those are at least some of the more common ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's great that it's such a wide range of topics,
yeah.
and that really speaks to how Ballard Brief can be for anyone,
right?
Right? Like, right, and the Ballard Center as a whole, it is for all students, no matter what you're interested in, you can come and go through this process of writing a Ballard Brief and really dive in on something that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that race equality, that's another huge area.
Oh, okay.
A lot of passion surrounding that and a lot of excellent briefs written.
Yeah, that's awesome. So once a student writes a Ballard Brief, get published, is there kind of anything after that that happens? Do they continue to learn about the topic? Do they get to present their research? Is there anything like that happens?
Yeah, super. So, at the end of the semester, there's an opportunity to present the briefs, and there's a summit that's held, and there's awards that are given out, right? But even if you're not an award winner, your brief is still published.
For sure.
And there's some advantages, of course, to having a brief that is published. One is you just have the satisfaction because you're passionate about this particular topic and you've gone deep into it. You get to see it published, your parents get to see it published, your friends and family and all that good stuff. It also helps set you up if you're applying for graduate school or something like that. You have quality research that you've authored that you can point to, part of your portfolio as you're thinking about applying elsewhere. So you have those long-term benefits associated with participating in Ballard Brief. Some of these authors take additional classes mm-hmm. in social impact. Some of them become editors as well. So.
Sure.
Anyway, a wide range of benefits.
That's awesome. I have a friend, she actually did a Ballard Brief, I believe, last semester or 2 semesters ago. And could you just speak to the time and the work that the students put into it?
Yeah.
I got to see a little bit of the time that she put into it. I know it was a lot. You know, it was a lot of time and effort. And so could you speak any more to, like, just how much dedication the students
I think you summarized it nicely.
Yeah.
Your friend there, I'm glad she survived it. That's great. That's great. You could argue that it's more than a 2-credit-hour class, but you need to be dedicated, right?
Yeah.
You need to be dedicated, and you have frequent check-ins with your editor. You have to be someone who's, A, passionate about the subject, have enough time to really pursue it, be open to feedback. So you got to kind of wear your ego, get rid of your ego, set it aside, be welcome to receive feedback and go, oh, I hadn't thought about it in that sort of way. Maybe that is a better way of saying things, right? So it's a handful of hours a week. It's not like 2 hours every other week. No, you're talking about handful of hours per week, the students who get it done, and they end up with just a fantastic product.
Yeah. So they put a lot of work into it, but really the product at the end is really
absolutely
well done. So that's
I don't think we've ever had a student publish and say that wasn't worth it. No, they are very delighted they did it. And it'll stand the test of time.
I mean,
they get to point to that for the rest of their lives. So
that's fantastic. So kind of transitioning now, not as much about Ballard Brief, but just as far as the future of the Ballard Center, what are your guys' short-term and long-term goals as far as your programs and recruitment?
Yeah. Thank you. So from a Ballard Center perspective, as opposed to Ballard Brief, we need to be better known.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, when students find out about us, then they go, oh my, didn't know that this existed, right? Let me squeeze this into my schedule. I want to be part of this, right? So for us, there's some internal, cross-campus awareness we need to create. So you're going to see a lot more focus in that area going forward, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why we're teaming up with MSR. That's
right.
One of the reasons, not the only reason, but to really have students know about what we have to offer, because they're so delighted when they end up doing that. Also, over time, we want to have the Ballard Center even better connected outside of BYU, so deeper relationships with other universities. For example, with the Ballard Brief, wouldn't that be great if we had students from Columbia University, UCLA, University of Washington, U of U, you name it, right, who are perhaps also very socially minded and want to be authoring briefs as well, with the same high editorial bar, right? So how do we expand the goodness that we've created here and have that reach other universities and far greater number of students?
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's great. Well, we've come kind of to the end of our time. Again, thank you so much for being here with us. But before we conclude, we do want to ask our tagline question, you know. So to you, how do you measure success in your life, both personally and professionally? Just what does success look like to you?
Okay, thank you for the question.
Okay.
My thinking on the topic has evolved a little bit over the years, but not very much. I think the person who crystallized it best for me did so a few years back, and that was President Nelson. And let me give you a little bit of backdrop, and then I'll share with what he shared. So, as I mentioned, my wife and I served missions from 2017 to 2020. It was in 2018 that President Nelson, when he was at the MGC training the next set of mission presidents and spouses heading out, he said, "Now, here's how I recommend we define success of missionaries." Okay?
Okay.
But I think what he said applies to my life. And so I've kind of adopted it as well. And it aligned nicely with the way I thought about it before, but he crystallized it a little bit better. He said, I'll go ahead and read exactly what he wrote. He said, "Your success," talking about missionaries, as mission leaders, "your success may be determined by how many grandchildren of your missionaries will be blessed by the ordinances and covenants of the temple." So one more time. "Your success may be determined by how many grandchildren of your missionaries will be blessed by the ordinances and covenants of the temple." So that's kind of a long-term view, right? It's not just, hey, what are you doing, Stephen, during your own life, but what is the impact that you have from generation to generation, whether it's teaching at BYU, whether it's working for Microsoft, whether it's in whatever capacity, what impact did you have on the lives of people to help them make good choices, such as to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, to want to go to the temple, to receive, you know, ordinances, yeah, to make covenants. And so I apply that to my life, and I say, what have I done to help my children and my grandchildren, my missionaries, because I consider them my children as well, all 500 of them, so we have a lot of kids, right? Mm-hmm. And now I apply it to the students that I interact with, that I teach, that come through the Ballard Center. What impact am I having in their lives such that they pass these good things down to their children and grandchildren, who in turn want to draw closer to the Lord? So that's my definition of success. And I appreciate and thank President Nelson for helping clarify that in my mind.
Yeah. No, thank you. And I think that was beautiful. So that's awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for being here with us. And tune in next week when we'll have another great interview.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.